This episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast was created using Podcastle. Podcastle is truly the easiest way to start your podcast. You can record remote interviews in studio quality sound. Editing is a breeze with a super intuitive and user-friendly audio editor. You can take advantage of their powerful AI tools like Magic Dust to optimize audio levels and remove background noise with just a single click. And I also use Podcastle to automatically transcribe my episodes, which not only lets me share the final transcript with all of you, my listeners, on different channels, but it even allows me to use their text editor to clean up any of the episode content I don't like, and I'll correspondingly edit the audio accordingly. Podcastle is amazing, all-in-one platform to create your podcast or any audio and video content. Give it a try at podcastle.ai. That is podcastle.ai. Did you know Crazy Fitness Guy is not backed by any corporate company and is just a one-person show? Well, there's this term around the podcasting community called indie podcasters. I'm an independent podcast creator. So because I'm not backed by a huge big corporate company, well, if I run out of money and everything else, Crazy Fitness Guy would no longer exist. No website, no podcast, no nothing. If you want to help support the show and keep our lights on, consider becoming a premium podcast member of Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast. You get behind-the-scenes access, early access to shows, private Discord server, and premium Discord roles, and exclusive behind-the-scenes access. Plans start at $3.99 a month or $30 a year.
Get ready to unleash your inner awesomeness with the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. Hosted by Jimmy Clare, renowned professional keynote speaker, podcaster, and autism advocate, this show is all about embracing what makes us unique. Join Jimmy as he shares inspiring stories, experiences, and expertise to motivate and educate. Make sure you follow our show so you never miss a brand new episode. Now let's dive into the show.
He was awarded a Life Coach of the Year, Empowered Woman of the Year by International Associates. Association of Top Professionals, USA Today, rated her in the top five entrepreneurs to watch in 2024. Wow. I wish I might put me on a list like that. I think I got on the list of either the blacklist of my college, or I got listed on the blacklist of a top $1 billion companies in the world just to annoy them. Either or, I don't know. And the reason I say that about my college is that every time when I email another professor that I had like recent years, etc., no one ever gets back to me. I'm like literally gonna go tell the president's office, like, why do you even pay for email when no one uses it? At least in my business, I use my email like boom, 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 but no one ever gets back to me. Not sure why. And I'm using my school email. Go figure. So I must be on the don't listen to Jimmy Clare list or whatever. Well, anyway, that's my spiel for today. But let's welcome Rebecca Whitman now. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Jimmy. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming. Before we get started, can you tell us a little about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why you got started?
Sure. I am the Magnetic Abundance Mentor. I empower women and a few good men to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And thank you for that beautiful intro. I never thought I would be ranked top five entrepreneurs to watch by USA Today because I moved to Los Angeles 23 years ago to be an actress. And I had small parts on really big shows like Friends, CSI, and 24. And I never did catch that big break as an actress. And I found myself working in children's acting schools, which I really loved because I don't have kids. And while the kids were off at school, I was studying with great teachers like Michael Beckwith, Esther Hicks, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson. And I started applying the law of attraction to my life. I got healthy and fit. I love that this is a fitness show. And I got to a six-figure income level at the kids' acting school. But I had a really bad picker, as they say, in my love life. And I kept picking relationships that were really toxic and really painful. And I actually decided to marry one of these people to try to change him. And it did not work. So as my marriage was unraveling, my dad was slowly dying back in Ohio, where I'm from. And in one of the last conversations with my dad, he asked me to write a book. A few months later, my dad died, my marriage was dissolved, and I was sitting across the desk from my financial planner. And he said, even though you lost your dad in your marriage, you're having your best financial year ever. You're actually a millionaire. And I think you should teach women and a few good men how you did it. So I wrote a book. It's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And in the book, I divide life into seven key areas. I call them the seven pillars of abundance. And when you have these seven key areas of your life at a level 10, you can be, do, or have anything you want. So now I'm happily married to my soulmate, and I love coaching women. I coach them one-on-one. I do group coaching, and I'm leading my second international retreat in Belize in a month.
Jeez. Now, I just want to just clarify 1 second, because I like how you said that you coach women and a few good men, and it just occurred to, I mean, it occurred to me because it's a movie, A Few Good Men. I was like, am I going to get some kind of lawsuit about this now too?
I don't think so.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't think they own the phrase.
I hope not, because then it'd be like Taylor Swift, who is like trademarking every single word of the dictionary.
Exactly. I didn't realize she was doing that.
Well, it feels like it. Anyway, I read this article once somewhere that she's like trademarking a lot of, it seems like a lot of just like one or two words at a clip here and there, be part of her music and everything. And I was like, how about you just trademark the whole dictionary? Why don't you? I was like, I'll be kind of screwed then.
That's the world anyway. She's like, you know, ruling the world. Why not?
Yeah. Just buy the dictionary.
Yeah.
So my first question for you is, what made you want to become, like, go into acting?
Well, it's funny. When I was 3, my sister asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I said, Ginger on Gilligan's Island. And that was a really old show. And Ginger was the movie star. And it was a childhood dream of mine. I love, like, entertaining people and being creative. And I thought it would be so much fun to move to LA and be an actress.
That's awesome. Like, you know, I just wanted to, if someone were to watch Friends and the small parts you were in, what episode, do you remember which episode you were in? Or?
Yeah, I was in the episode where Jennifer Aniston goes to the set of Joey's soap opera. And she gets asked on a date by the star of Joey's soap opera. And when she tells him that she's pregnant, he walks away from her. And I was playing the script supervisor on the set of Joey's soap opera. So it was a featured extra role, but you could definitely see me. And it was really fun to be on the set of Friends because it's a live show. And I got to meet Jennifer Aniston and Matthew LeBlanc, and they were just so nice. And it was just such an amazing experience. I had no idea when I was on the show, it was already a hit, but I didn't realize it would be like forever iconic like it is.
The reason I had to ask, because like I've only saw bits and pieces here and there when I was on TV, and then like I saw a couple episodes when I was on a plane ride to Ireland, but it was like not the very beginning shows. It was like season, I think, 7, I believe.
I think
And
it's season 10, episode 13, but I don't know for sure. But go on.
yeah, I had to tell you that because, like, now that I met someone who was on there, like, now I want to go see it now.
Well, I went to Ireland this year for the first time. I went to Dublin and it was amazing. When did you go to Ireland?
I went there last October, and I was like, wow. What's funny, like the family crests and whatnot, I can find everyone in my family except for Clare, even in County Clare. And I was like, am I an imposter? And it's like, I don't like this.
Is that where your family's from?
Parts of my dad's families are from there, but it's there. It's but there was no family crest.
But that's a big city or county, Clare, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, so
I was like,
awesome.
"Look, lives." We got a whole county, but we don't even get a crest. What the heck?
Just have AI create a family crest for you.
I should. I could sell it.
Exactly.
So my next question for you is, how did you come up with your podcast, and what is your podcast about?
Well, my podcast was such a unexpected gift. I went to this personal growth seminar and she gave us a challenge at lunch. She said, ask five people who really intimidate you to be on your podcast. So, of course, I took the challenge on. I asked the five people. One of them said yes. And I was like, oh, well, this is someone I really respect. I better figure out how to have a podcast since she agreed to be on it. And I figured it out. And ever since then, I've been recording a podcast consistently once a week. I just use Zoom, nothing fancy. And it's called the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And I pick that name because that's what my coaching practice is all about, is helping people go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant.
That's awesome because, there's, I've been trying to manage, I'll just say I've been down the burnout route one too many times.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to take a step back and figure out ways to manage to not get to the burnout point. And
Yes.
so I've been like doing more yoga, been doing, taking better care of my mental health. And I think one of the things that's been I've been feeling the burnout from, and I've been getting a lot of headaches from, is that in my new house, I mean, my room gets all hot and stuffy, and so all the stuffiness is my head gets all my clogged and everything else is it's like. And I wake up with pounding headaches at times, and I was like, I'm gonna go smash the AC unit in my house. I was like, it does not work whatsoever. To be fair, the house was built in like 1970s.
Well, I think that's an important thing to fix, right? If you're too hot and you're not getting good rest and that's causing burnout, that's a pretty easy fix.
Yeah, it should be easy. However, the where the vents are, where the vents are, they're 6 by 14 inches. So it's like, so I can't just get a replacement thing for the vent. It's like, well, it can't just be that easy. And like, and these companies are on Amazon, it's like 6 by 12. It's like, would it kill you to make 2 more inches? As I charge more money for 2 more inches, come on. That's ridiculous. There's only one company out of all the third party sellers on Amazon that has 6 by 14, and it has the worst reviews. And it's like, wow, there's even somebody worse than Comcast.
Oh my God.
I was like, I didn't know that's a thing. Oh,
I noticed you're wearing an Indiana University hat. What is the significance of that?
My brother went to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. And
yeah, my dad and my sister went there, so that's great.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm wearing my favorite basketball team, the Duke Blue Devils, and so I root for both the teams. But when they play against each other, I always have to pick Duke.
Nice.
Pretty much since the beginning, when I was born, I watched Duke every single day when my dad was watching the Duke game, and I just got into watching Duke ever since. And I think I've only missed a few Duke games because of other commitments, but then they were also like now on some streaming platforms that I don't have. So it's like, fine, but you know, if I can watch at least pretty much all the season, maybe the whole season except for maybe three games, fine. But it's very hard sometimes because now my dad likes to watch Indiana. It's like, they're a losing team. It's hard to watch them. They it's like
losing team. Because I'm from Cincinnati and the Bengals have had a lot of years of losing. It's been exciting though the last couple of years watching them make their comeback.
Yeah, I know that feeling because I'm a New York Giants fan, and watching them every single season, I'm like, it just gets worse and worse every single season.
Yeah.
I was like, can we get Eli Manning back? Because because right now our quarterback is milking the organization for $164 million.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I had a funny joke the other day. I said to one of my friends at karate, I said to them, like, you know, I should pitch to the owners of the Giants. And it's like, here, hire me for my motivational speaking experience, and I could be your motivational speaking and keynote speaker for the Giants. And it's like, hire me for 1 year for $1 million. I'll be cheaper than your whole organization.
There you go.
So my friend said to me, he's like, yeah, well, you know, like they're not going to hire. It's like, yeah, they make a compelling offer for them. Why you being $1 million and worth $1 million? It's like, well, the quarterback sure as heck lied for $164 million. It's like, at least I would show up and actually do my job very well, unlike he is, but whatever. He's been there for 6 years. He has no excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
So my next question for you is, where do you see your podcast and business in the next couple of years?
Well, for my podcast, I would love to get some brand sponsors. I have not gotten to that level yet. That would be the next level to monetize it. And as far as my coaching, I would love to have less one-on-one clients and more group clients so I have more free time. And I would love to have more international retreats. So far, I've had one in Medellin, Colombia. My next one up and coming is in Belize. And in fact, anybody who listens to this podcast can get $200 off my next retreat in Belize. It's going to be amazing. It's a luxury wellness retreat right on the beach. So more retreats. And I'd also like to get into keynote speeches.
That's awesome. You know, I wanted to jump back to one of the things you said earlier, that I've been in some toxic friendships.
Yeah.
One of them happened. They weren't toxic at first because
yeah.
We talked like pretty much every single day after we went to school with each other. But then after a while, let's just say, we kind of grew apart. And let's just say there was some kind of misinterpretations and was not enough clarifying and or reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just felt and lack of apology, etc. I'm kind of trying to say everything broad just so that any, if the person listens, then not knowing it's them. So I'm just trying to keep it as broad as possible, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, do you know if your friend listens to your podcast? I wish more of my friends listened to mine. It's funny, like, my closest friends and family members don't listen to my podcast, but strangers, like, are obsessed with it. I just think that's kind of how it goes sometimes.
Well, let's just say this person is no longer part of my life because of the toxic... The person served a purpose. I mean, I'm not like saying that I have friends for certain purposes, but the person helped me get through a tough time in my life when I needed it the most. But that person is really like just distance, and I'm distance too. We've kind of fell on the wayside, so to speak. So, but I'm kind of glad that we kind of fell out of touch, because let's just say it wasn't really a healthy friendship, so to speak. It was more, the person was not very positive to be around. And I don't have my moments, but it was just like, this sucks. And it's like, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, part of being on the path of personal growth is knowing when a relationship no longer serves you, and then having the confidence and the courage to walk away. Sometimes a toxic relationship can be like an old pair of jeans that they're comfortable, even though they're out of fashion and, you know, worn out and, you know, stained, but you gotta be willing to walk away. And I believe that people are in our lives for a reason, or a season, or a lifetime. And it's important to know when to walk away.
And like I also said, like, I admit that I have my days of maybe pure negativity, but then there's other days where I'm like, I feel on top of the world and everything's great. And but let's just say that person wasn't right for me anymore. And I was like, this is the new me, and that is the old me. Well, I mean, part of me is old me. And I was like, I don't want to hold on to part of the old me anymore.
Yeah, it's really hard, you know, whether I've been on both sides. You know, I've had friends walk away from me. I've walked away from friends. To lose a relationship.
I always said that the people that stay around you more are the ones who are meant to be around you. And they won't judge you, treat you weird, or treat you like you're weird. They won't treat you differently than they accept you for who you are. And whether it's you have good days or bad days, a mix of both. And that's where true friends come in.
Yeah.
And the other person was not a true friend.
Yeah, well, you just gotta wish them well and move on, right? Detach with love.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hold it against them, but I was like, it's time for me to move on from my mental health. And I was like, done. And like, check. I mean, it wasn't that simple. I wish I could say it was that simple. I'd be lying if I said it was that simple.
Yes.
I'd be like one of those info commercials that's like, it's that simple. A caveman can do it.
I don't think relationships are ever simple. So I see on your screen autism parenting. Are you a parent?
No, that was featured in the Autism Parenting magazine. I was sharing a piece written by me, because they take anything from any advocate or whatnot. So I was sharing a perspective, and they gave me like 2.5 pages in their magazine I got a digital copy of it.
Great.
And I was like, sweet. And I was actually just kind of surprised that they gave me 2.5 pages because, let's just say, you know how like editors could just like edit stuff down or reword stuff to make it shorter to fit their stuff. They didn't do any of that.
Well,
I tried to cut that as short as possible.
you must be a good writer.
I would say I'm always learning on how to be to improve my writing. I wouldn't say I'm like James Patterson or any of those people. Not even close. Though I kind of think James Patterson's kind of like a robot. I don't think he ever sleeps.
I'm not familiar with him. What did he write?
He writes a lot of books called Alex Cross, and he has one called NYPD Red. He also, what else did he write?
Are they like psychological thriller type novels or?
They're like they're kind of like thrillers, mysteries, fiction. I read a lot of fiction. I also started reading a lot of nonfiction, but I tend to lean more on the fiction side because that's how I got into reading a lot. And so I always find that I can learn many things from fictional books as well, and not just self-help books. Like one of the books I've been currently reading, I can't say the name at the moment because the episode's not out yet. And if I do say it, it will give out that episode that's coming up. And well, I'm not going to say when. But basically, the episode, I mean, basically, the book that I'm reading, I've learned a lot of similar things from what the characters experience in the book. And I was like, wow, it's like, that sounds exactly like me. Oh, this sounds exactly like me. Oh, this is how I feel some days. I was like, wow, it's like, I really like this book. And it's like, these four group main characters that I feel like I have them all part of me in my head.
Oh, that's great.
So my next question for you is, where, what kind of when you coach people, what kind of people come to you for need for your coaching advice?
My like main coaching clients are high achieving women who are struggling with overwhelm and burnout, and they are not able to set boundaries. There's seven key areas of life, and they usually have one or two areas out of a level 10, and the other ones are being neglected. Like maybe they're making a lot of money, but they haven't had a date for 10 years and they're really lonely. Or maybe they're in great physical shape, but they are emotionally a wreck. Like they're really anxious or depressed. So the goal is to have all seven areas of life in alignment. And the seven pillars are spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, and financial. And I help women get all seven areas of their life to a level 10.
I was curious, in your opinion, what causes burnout the most?
What causes burnout is taking on too many things and neglecting self-care and not prioritizing rest. Women and also men in this day and age are moving so fast, and there's a lot of hustle culture happening where people are just so busy and they're running from the next to the next to the next event or call, and they don't slow down enough to do the things that I'm sure you guys talk about on the show, hydrate, supplements, exercise, getting a good night's sleep, meditation. And self-care is not selfish. A lot of people think that it's selfish to say, oh, I can't go to that event tonight that you're inviting me to because I'm going to do a workout or I'm going to do yoga or I need some great sleep tonight. And I like to tell my clients, don't do anything out of fear, obligation, or guilt. Because if you show up and you don't really want to be there, then you're not going to be of service to that person anyway. And our energy is kind of like a cup of water or tea. Like, this is a big cup. It's a Stanley cup. But if I keep filling it up, then I'll be able to give from the overflow. And if I keep pouring out of it and it gets depleted, then eventually you get burned out, you get sick, and you could even die.
You know, I just a couple of weeks ago, I was in this annoying funk, and I probably annoy my parents over and over and over again because I know I was in a funk, but I just couldn't get myself out of the funk. And I know why I was in the funk, but pretty much I just kept, I kind of felt like I hit rock bottom a little bit, where I didn't feel like doing anything whatsoever. I was like, I have to do this, 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 and then like the list goes on, and I was like, I can't do it. I said, I just couldn't do it. And I couldn't show up that day. And I literally just sat on the floor with my dogs and they just started petting them. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
See my dog behind me. We're going the wrong way. That's my baby right there, Indigo.
Nice dog.
Yeah. That's sometimes like what you need to do is just have a couple days or at least one day, like a mental health day where you just relax and walk and hang out with your dog. And your body was, or your mind was probably telling you to stop or you're going to burn out. You just needed to stop and recalibrate.
What I really appreciate though, that the people, friends of mine, not the person that I told you I got away from over the years, but people that I started connecting with, and my other friends and new friends reached out to me, and because they noticed that something was just bothering me, because going even at karate, like all I kept on was there. I kept on still being in the funk. Like I was just quiet. I was not myself. When I was punching and kicking, all I kept on like thinking is like, what's going on with me mentally? And it's like, my head was everywhere but focusing. It's like, oh, this is great. It's like, if this was a real life fight, I'd be knocked out in 1 second. I was like, this, you can't multitask with this, Jimmy. And it's like, when my brain's like, try me. And it's like, no, brain, this is not a good place to do so. It's like, moron brain.
Well, I'm glad you came out of it and didn't get hurt in karate.
Well, the only way that got the few things that helped me got out of the burnout was my friends reaching out to me. And then also one of my mentor, who's been helping me land a TED Talk, hosted a webinar that I attended to, and I had a missed karate class that night, but I was like, if this can help me get out of my funk, so be it. I was like, I was holding the truth flag, and I was like, I'm here, I'm done, and I was like, I'm coming. And then so I went to his webinar. I mean, not out of pity or anything, but I was like, I really wanted to get out of this funk, because even when I was saying it in my head over and over again, it was getting annoying to me. I was even annoying myself after a while.
Our own sad story.
So my next question for you is, how do you get, in your opinion, how do you get yourself out of your funks or burnout when you get to that place?
Well, when I feel myself getting burned out, I need to reel it back in. Like today, you know, this is my fourth podcast interview today. I have two different shows. I have the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, and I launched a new show called Everything But the Guy, where I interview successful single women. And I've been on two shows, and I'm like coaching people, doing all this stuff. And I feel like I'm done. Like after this interview, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to talk to people. I'm just going to like make some healthy food, watch some TV and go to bed early. Cause I feel myself getting, short, being irritated with people, feeling tired. I'm fighting a cold. So when you feel that, you don't want to just like drink an energy drink and keep pushing it. That's when you really like want to rest and reel it back in. And when I feel like I'm about to burn out like I do today, I ask myself, you know, what do I want to experience? So I want to experience being in a good mood, having energy, being excited again. How do I feel right now? Right now, I'm a little bit irritated, tired, cranky, not at my best energy level. And what action is needed to get what I want? Well, I need to just not do anything tonight and just rest.
I know I've been there, done that. I remember last year I probably about like 20 interviews in 1 week.
And yeah.
I was like, net to self, spread this out a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a lot. 20 interviews in a week is a lot.
And this was not even me interviewing people. This was me going on other people's shows. And it was like, okay, this was not the smartest idea I came up with.
Well, that's just as much energy as interviewing people. Because when you're a guest on somebody's show, you want to, like, you know, bring the heat.
Trust me. I definitely know that feeling. I was pretty much run down that during that week. And I was like, are we done yet? And then I looked at my calendar and was like, not my Google calendar is telling me nope. And I was like, thanks to Google. Is this your way to give me the finger? And I was like, you did this to yourself, Jimmy. And I was like, yeah, that's true. I deserve that.
Exactly.
It's like when I got my first pair of hiking boots this past weekend. I thought I would be a size 11. Because there's some shoes I'm a size 11 wider, my current shoe size that I currently wear every single day, I'm a size 10 wide. So I was like, maybe I'm 11. I don't know, because the size 10 didn't fit me. So, but it turned out that I was a size 10 and a half wide in a hiking boot, and even though I really hate shopping, and it was my fault because I was a little bit impatient in the store, because even though there's a lot of associates in the store helping people pick out stuff and helping find their shoe size, I was just feeling very crowded because the store, like, everything is just like tight, even though it's like very, very big place. I was hyperventilating kind of a little bit. It's like, there's so many choices, there's so many people around. And it's like, I'm gonna come back during the week. So I bought the shoes, and I wore them around for just a day. And it's like, these are too big. And it's like, if I bring this to my next trip, and it's like, this is not going to end very well. And so I brought them back, exchanged them. And it's like, I should have just done that the first time around. But it's like, I deserve that too. I was like, maybe my impatient brain.
Yeah, sometimes it's, you got to slow down to speed up.
And to be honest, also, it was, let's just say it was my fault for being impatient, with just because everyone was being helped by other people. And it's like, Jimmy, be patient. It's like, and it's funny, I can handle large crowds, but I think because all the racks and all the merchandise were just so close and everything, I just felt like I was just kind of trapped in some kind of prison cell. And I'm like, what the hell? And it's like, everywhere I go, I bump into a rack, and it's like, can I get a little walking space here?
Yeah. Totally.
There's not much to maneuver. If I cut through, I'm bumping into stuff. It's like, I don't like, it's like, it's a nice store and nice merchandise, but I'm not, it's like, I don't like walking into all this stuff. It's not my cup of tea. And I hate shopping anyway.
That's why it's easier to shop online, right?
So my last few questions for you is, what can people do when they feel like they're reaching that burnout point? And what do you think would be helpful for them?
Yeah, I would say to do my three keys of radiant health, which are H&M, not the discount store, but hydration. Make sure you're getting plenty of water. Nutrition, make sure you're taking your supplements and eating what I call low inflammation diet, which is for me, I know there's lots of controversy, but this is what works for me. No wheat, no meat, no dairy, and no sugar. So it's like, what do you eat? Well, I'm a pescatarian. Whatever your diet plan is that works for you to stick to it and to take supplements. And I'm a huge believer of liquid collagen. And then the M is for movement, move, walk. And the other M squared is for meditation. And I'm a huge fan of guided meditation apps. I love Insight Timer. There's a lot of free YouTube guided meditations where you can just sit still, quiet your brain, and relax. And then the final thing is just to rest, get sleep, like cancel things that are on your calendar. My husband is feeling burned out, and he said, I just canceled everything on my calendar for tomorrow, and I'm just gonna like just have a very mellow day. It's okay to cancel things and reschedule when you're feeling burned out.
That's it. I like that you said that. I was a little bit nervous when I had to reschedule for this upcoming trip, and I was like, I wonder what people are gonna think of me. It's like, you were just on a vacation in July. It's like, well, that was an actual vacation. This, I'm gonna be in school and on a trip at the same time. It's like, so there's probably not gonna be much relaxing whatsoever. And it's like the trip in July was actually online, relax, do anything I want to do, like watch TV, watch movies. This trip, I'm just going to travel for fun with my brother and escape a little bit just to see a new place I've never been to. And it's a once in a lifetime trip. I can't say what it is until after the show because how things gets published on podcasts. My last two questions for you is, who's your favorite podcast and why? And feel free not to say me.
Ah, you're so cute. I would say my favorite podcaster is Ed Milet because he's so vulnerable but also motivational. He really bonds with his guests. He asks great questions. And I always walk away just motivated. And I also love the SmartLess podcast because they're three entertainers that are just funny. And I love the Skinny Confidential because there's lots of great health and wellness tips.
And that's besides my podcast, right?
Yes, of course, yours is number one.
Thank you. I'm kidding. I just always like to ask my guests who they like to listen to because sometimes I like to find more podcasts to listen to, see what other people like and listen to them.
What podcasts do you like to listen to? What are your top three?
I would say I like to listen to Lewis Howes, the School of Greatness podcast.
Yeah, he's good.
I would say I also like to listen to, I listen to some entertainment ones, one based off of one of my TV shows I watch. Then I also listen to I listen to some marketing podcasts and speaking podcasts. I subscribe to like over 100 plus podcasts. I don't listen to all 100 of them, but if an episode comes out that I'm interested in, like a certain topic or a certain guest on the show, or the only one that I've really listened pretty much closely to is the one based on the TV show that I watch. And so I would listen to that maybe once a week, twice a week, a couple of times a week. And so I'll listen to that religiously, but other stuff, it's like some things may apply to me right now, and some things can wait until later to learn.
Right.
It doesn't apply to me at all. So it is like, if I only subscribe to two shows, let's just say, then I'm like, oh, they're not publishing anything that's really for me. So what else can I listen to? And so I kind of like to have a library full, because even though I don't listen to all 100 in a day, because there's no way, because some of them can be an hour or two, 2 hours. And it's like, yeah, we all have 24 hours, but I'm not staying up for 24 hours.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. It's like I'm not a robot. Not at all. And my last question for you is, where can people follow you, find you, and where can people, you said you're, did you say you have a book too?
Yeah, you can find my book on Amazon. It's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. You can, I'm going to give you my pillar link, which has all the podcast. You can download a free abundance journal, get a free burned out to blissed out guide. All the cool stuff is on my pillar link, so I'll make sure to give you that. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Clubhouse at Rebecca E. Whitman. And you can also go to my website, Rebecca Elizabeth with a Z Whitman.com. And anybody who listens to this podcast can get a complimentary coaching call with me. I call it a breakthrough call where I help you get unstuck.
Awesome. I'll put all that stuff in the show notes. And thank you for being on the show. And I hope you feel better. And I would love to have you come back on in the future.
Thank you so much. It was great meeting you, Jimmy. And thank you so much for all your great questions.
Thank you. And let's stay in touch.
I would love that.
Have a good rest of your night.
See ya. Bye.
So that's all the time we have for today. If you enjoy the show, let me know how I'm doing, and but keep it polite. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fan Sky Health and Living Podcast/Recall Motivation with Crazy Fan Sky. In the meantime, peace.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. If you enjoyed this episode, this leave us a review so more people can find us. In the meantime, use the links in the show notes to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, shop for swag, read blog posts, watch videos, and listen to the latest episodes. In the meantime, visit crazyfitnessguy.com to see what we are up to in between episodes. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle in my opinion because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays long, colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk It just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Yeah. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask. So, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you. Use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.